Hi, thank you for calling customer care. My name is Cindy, and may I have your zip code, please, so I can attempt to locate your account?
23696.
23696.
Yes.
Thank you. And your first and last name?
Beverly Anderson.
Thank you. One moment. Ms. Anderson, I do have your account pulled up. If you can verify your address, please.
127 Lewis Drive, Seaford, Virginia.
Thank you. I have your account pulled up. I show that you ordered a foot massager, and how can I help you?
That foot massager ain't verified. In pulling these up on my phone, I was under the understanding that all I had to do was pay the shipping and handling. And I can see that that's not so. And I have a charge here for $49.97. And was that for the foot massager or what?
Okay, you paid $7.45 for the foot massager. The $49.97, that's for the, let me check and see. That is for the shopping membership, where you would be sent a $125 gift card that goes to your email address, which allows you to shop online.
I was asked about that, and I told them no. I was not interested in it.
I understand. And it looks like you called in on the 10th of January, and at that time, the representative did cancel out the account.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Because I did not things like that I don't use. I have a mm-hmm. very busy schedule, and I end up getting stuck. And so I told them I did not want this membership.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and it looks like you called in on the 10th of January, and what happened, since you were on a recurring program, the representative made sure the account was canceled so you wouldn't be billed for January and thereafter.
Okay, what about this $49.95?
The $49.97 was billed on the 15th of January. It was billed on the 15th of December, and you called and canceled on the 10th of January. So she made sure you wouldn't be billed the 15th of January. Now, what I can do as a courtesy, because of the misunderstanding of what you signed up for, the system will allow a 35% credit. I can override that and credit 50% back to your account.
Why would someone sign me up for something that I now when I looked at my statement, the reason why I noticed it, because I looked at my statement and my bank is changing from SunTrust to Truett, and I told that person when I was on the line I did not want that membership. I didn't even realize that this $49.97 was coming, because I was charged $95.95 for something like a binocular, and which I thought that you paid the interest, then they would send it on. And that foot massager, it didn't even massage one thing. Mm-hmm. But okay. I'm mad because I did not tell her that I wanted that program. I told her at least three times, no, no, thank you. I don't want that. I do not. It's of no use to me.
And when you said you told her, who are you, because these orders are placed online.
Yes, that's what I know. And
are you speaking when you called in on the 10th of January?
Yes, when I called in the 10th mm-hmm. of January, it mm-hmm. was about a eyeglass, so something like a binocular, but you only look out of one eye.
Okay, now this is in reference to a foot massager. Not that must be with a different company.
Yeah, the foot massager, it's just a piece of cardboard, and it didn't do one thing.
Mm-hmm.
It looked like something I would have picked up at the dollar store. And then when I to find out that now, I'm just frustrated. I'm kind of disgusted because I did not tell them that I wanted that shopping or dinner program.
Now, this information would have only been seen in the terms and conditions.
Explain that.
This is an order that was placed online. When you keep saying you spoke with someone, it sounds like you are talking about with a different company.
When I spoke with someone about I tell you what, if you can give me the 25%.
No, I could provide you with a 50% credit.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Because I have two statements, two charges here, one for $145. I mean,
That's the shipping and handling. $7.45 is the shipping and handling. The $49.97 is for the shopping membership. I am able to credit $25 back to your account.
And then I'm through with your company.
Well, your account was canceled on the 10th of January.
Yeah, after I had called and found out that they had charged me $97.
We didn't charge you $90. That's not with this company. You're getting confused with another company. We billed you $49.97.
Okay. Thank you. Do what you can do, and I'm through. I'm frustrated.
Okay. Well, I don't mean for you to be frustrated, but you know when you're referencing a different amount, and you said you called in and spoke with someone and referenced the charge. When you did call in on the 10th, the representative of January, the representative did cancel the account. She didn't provide you with the refund, but I am able to at least, you know, credit $25 back to your account. But we only billed you the shipping and handling plus $49.97
for the membership.
Correct. So you don't have a membership now. The account's been canceled. The $25 credit, you do want to allow 3 to 5 business days to process.
Okay, and you're going to take it from my account.
That credit will be applied back to your MasterCard that ends in 3809.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and you're all set. All right. Well, thank you for calling customer care, and you have a great day.
Thank you.